morning. As Tara mentioned, today I'm going to speak on factors affecting tetanus-containing vaccine coverage among teens in the United States. I will begin by providing a brief background. I will then go on to describe the objectives and methods, present the results, and discuss these results in the context of other studies, and I'll end with some concluding remarks. For the pre- and post-vaccine eras, this slide allows a comparison of the epidemiologic trends in diseases currently preventable with tetanus-containing vaccines. As shown in this fourth column here, since the pre-vaccine era, the annual number of reported tetanus and diphtheria cases has dramatically decreased to at or near zero. In contrast, in 2007, 10,454 cases of pertussis were reported. Importantly, adolescents and adults have recently accounted for an increasing proportion of reported pertussis cases. Persons aged 10 years and older accounted for approximately 60% of reported pertussis cases in 2007. Waning immunity in adolescents and adults and other factors might be contributing to this increasing proportion. Boosting against pertussis for adolescents and adults became possible in 2005. That spring, two tetanus toxoid, reduced diphtheria toxoid, and acellular pertussis, or Tdap, vaccines products were licensed by the U.S. FDA. In June 2005, the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, or ACIP, recommended that adolescents aged 11 to 18 years receive a single dose of Tdap instead of TD for booster immunization against tetanus, diphtheria, and pertussis. The preferred age for Tdap vaccination is 11 to 12 years. According to the 2007 NIS teen results, vaccination coverage among adolescents aged 13 to 17 years with one or more doses of TD or Tdap after age 10 years of age was 72.3%. Likewise, coverage for teens with age 13 to 15 years was 69.3%. This latter estimate falls short of the Healthy People 2010 target of 90% vaccination coverage with one or more doses of tetanus diphtheria booster among adolescents aged 13 to 15 years. Identifying factors associated with TD-Tdap vaccination could facilitate the development of strategies to increase coverage among adolescents. This leads me to the objectives. This study had two main objectives. First, we wanted to obtain an additional TD-Tdap national vaccination coverage estimate among adolescents in the United States. We also wanted to identify factors associated with receipt of TD-Tdap among adolescents aged 13 to 17 years. To accomplish our objectives, we used cross-sectional survey data from the 2007 National Survey of Children's Health. The 2007 NSCH was a random digit dialed telephone survey administered between April 2007 and July 2008. However, nearly 80% of the interviews were completed in 2007. One child aged less than 18 years was randomly selected from all children in each identified household. The respondent was a parent or guardian who knew about the child's health and health care. Interviews were completed in 66% of all identified households. Receipt of one or more doses of TD-Tdap since turning 11 years of age was the outcome variable of interest. Respondents were asked, has the sample child received a tetanus booster shot or TD or Tdap shot since he or she turned 11 years of age? Vaccination and healthcare visit history were based on parental report only. Provider verification was not conducted and written shot cards were not referenced. Responses of don't know or refuse to answer were excluded from the analysis. However, these responses only accounted for 5.9% of all responses given. We use bivariate and multivariate logistic regression analyses to evaluate and model factors associated with TD-Tdap vaccination. Demographic, maternal, and household characteristics, as well as insurance status and healthcare utilization variables were examined. To identify independent predictors of vaccination, a backward selection procedure was used in which the predictors were significant, in which predictors with the largest p-values were dropped until all remaining predictors were significant at p equals 0.05. Two interaction terms were included, age by preventative healthcare visit and census region by MSA, in the full multivariate model. Adjusted odds ratios and 95% confidence intervals are reported, and all data were analyzed using SAS and SUDAM. Analyses included data pertaining to 31,001 adolescents aged 13 to 17 years. As you can see, the sample was roughly evenly distributed across age groups and was evenly divided between males and females. The majority of study participants were white non-Hispanic. 36% of participants were from the South, 22% from the Midwest, 21% from the West, and 18% from the Northeast. Approximately 84% of households reported that adolescents had attended a preventive healthcare visit in the 12 months prior to the interview. About two-thirds of adolescents had private insurance, health insurance at the time of the interview, and about 10% were uninsured. This slide shows estimated vaccine coverage levels of TDTDAP by age. The x-axis indicates age in years, while the y-axis represents percent vaccinated. Confidence intervals are shown by the red bars. Overall, as shown in this far right column here, vaccination coverage with one or more doses of TDTDAP was 88.2% with small confidence intervals. As you can see, vaccination coverage with one or more doses of TD or TDAP increased linearly with age, with the exception of adolescents aged 17 years. Vaccination coverage for teens aged 17 years was lower than coverage for teens aged 16 years. However, this difference is not statistically significant. This slide shows estimated TD-TDAP vaccination coverage by various socio-demographic characteristics. While we looked at a variety of variables in the interest of time, I'm only going to show the significant associations today. As shown, child sex, census region, MSA, and mother's marital status and education level were all significantly associated in the bivariate analysis with vaccination coverage. Male adolescents and teens who lived either in the Northeast, in the urban or suburban areas, or in a household without parents had significantly higher vaccination coverage. Adolescents whose mother had only a high school education had significantly lower coverage when compared with teens whose mother had higher education. It should be noted that household income, race, ethnicity, and maternal age were not associated with TD-TDAP vaccination coverage among adolescents. This slide is similar to the previous slide. It shows estimated TD-TDAP vaccination coverage by healthcare-related factors. Again, I'm only showing variables that were significant in the bivariate analysis. Identification of one or more persons as a teen's personal doctor or nurse was associated with higher coverage. Vaccination coverage for adolescents who had received a preventive health care in the past 12 months was also significantly higher than vaccination coverage for adolescents who did not attend a preventive health care visit in the past 12 months. Insurance type and coverage were again not associated with TD-TDAP vaccination coverage among adolescents. Now I want to move on to the multivariate results. I'm only reporting on the results that made it into the final model. The final multivariate logistic regression model included the following variables: child's age, census region, MSA or metropolitan statistical area, and having a preventive healthcare visit in the 12 months prior to the interview. Of note, the interaction terms were not significant and dropped out of the model. The age results for the multivariate analysis are similar to the age results for the bivariate analysis, with coverage increasing as age increases, with the exceptions of teens aged 17 years. Also similar to the bivariate results, compared with teens living in the Northeast, teens living in other regions were less likely to be reported as vaccinated. Likewise, compared with teens living in urban or suburban areas, teens living in rural areas were less likely to be reported as vaccinated. Finally, for adolescents who had a preventive healthcare visit in the 12 months before interview date, the odds of having received one or more doses of TD or TDAP since turning 11 years of age were 2.5 times, the odds for teens who did not attend a preventive healthcare visit in the year prior to the interview. The multivariate results are consistent with studies of other adolescent vaccines. Specifically, other studies have demonstrated that preventive healthcare visits and provider contact have played a role in hepatitis B and meningococcal conjugate vaccine uptake, respectively. The results of this study and studies of other adolescent vaccines add evidence to support the importance of recommended preventive healthcare visits in raising vaccination coverage rates. The ACIP and other professional organizations listed on this slide recommend a well-child visit for children aged 11 to 12 years for delivery of preventive services, including immunizations. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, and the Maternal and Child Health Bureau recommend annual well-child visits. With respect to TD Tdap vaccine coverage, we are able to compare our findings for TD Tdap vaccine uptake among 13 to 17 year olds to estimates from the 2007 National Immunization Survey for Teens. Both surveys are similar in population and survey administration methods. However, the NSCH relies on parental report, while vaccination status for the NIS teen is provider verified. As shown on this bottom row here, the NSCH estimate is higher than that found in NIS teen, perhaps due to parental recall and overreporting of vaccines received. However, NIS teen vaccination histories might not have included all vaccinations received, particularly vaccinations given in settings outside the medical home, such as emergency departments. This study is subject to several limitations. First, the survey is a landline telephone survey and as such is subject to error due to non-response and non-coverage. However, sampling weights were adjusted to account for potential non-response and non-coverage bias to the extent possible. Second, vaccination history and healthcare visit data were based on parental reports and is therefore subject to recall bias. Additionally, the data represent information collected from a cross-sectional survey. Therefore, no conclusions about causal relationships can be made. Finally, independent predictors of receipt of one or more dose of Tdap could not be assessed as survey respondents were not specifically asked about child's Tdap status. So in conclusion, overall, reported vaccination coverage with one or more doses of TD Tdap was 88.2%. In multivariate analyses, age, MSA, census region, and having a recent preventative healthcare visit were significantly associated with TD Tdap vaccination. Promoting annual health visits might increase vaccination coverage for TD Tdap as well as other vaccines. Delivery of other preventative surveys routinely recommended for adolescents might also improve. And finally, I'd just like to thank Robin Curtis and Shannon Stokely, who have helped me very much with this work. So thank you.